Good morning, this is KSUB. It's 8:30. You're listening to Language Lessons from the Culture Language Bridge Program's Advanced Academic Discourse class, Section 2. That's taught by me, Heidi Beck. And I think we are ready for our next lesson. So to get us set for that, I'll say bonjour.
Bonsoir. Good morning, everybody. My name is Patricia. I'm a junior at Seattle University. And today I would like to teach you guys a little bit about French. We are going to start off with the grammar lessons. So in French, we have, just like in English, we have articles, we have genre, and then tenses. Under articles, we have definite articles, which is les, la, and then les, le, la, and then les. And then indefinite articles, like in English, we have un, une, and des. Under the genre, just like in English, we have feminine and masculine. Under the tenses, we have 13 tenses in French. And there is no progressive forms in French. The alphabet, the French alphabet has 26 letters, just like in English. So we can see French has a lot of similarity with English. Next, I'm going to teach you numbers. We're going to count up to 20. Let's begin. Un, which is one. Deux, which is two. Three. Trois. Quatre, which is four. Five. Cinq, which is five. Six, which is six. Sept, which is seven. Eight, which is eight. Neuf, which is nine. And then dix, which is 10. And then after that, you just like in English, you just you add. So 11, 11, we have 12, 13, we have 12, 13, 14, which is 14, 15, which is 15, 16, which is 16, 17, 17, 18, 19, 19, 19, and then 20, which is 20. And then next, we're going to learn about vocabulary. So we're going to begin with greetings, which is salutation. We start off by saying salut, which is hi. You can say that whenever you want. You don't need a specific time to say salut. And bonjour, which is good morning. Bonsoir, good evening. Bonne journée, which is like good morning, good day. Bonne soirée, that's good evening. Bonne nuit, which is good night. And then if you want to ask somebody how they're doing, you can say, comment allez-vous? That's a more polite way to say it. Or you can say it like an informal way, which is ça va, which means how are you? And then, à tout à l'heure, which means see you later. À tout à l'heure, see you later. Au revoir, it's bye. À bientôt, which means see you soon. Bientôt, see you soon. Excuse me, which is excusez-moi. That's a more formal or polite way. Excusez-moi. S'il vous plaît. It's also the same meaning, like excuse me. Merci, which is thank you. Pardonnez-moi, which means I'm sorry. Félicitations, it's congratulations. Bonne chance, that good luck. So in French, when you're talking to a friend of yours or somebody you have a good communication with, you can say tu. Which is, it's just like you in English, but in French you say tu. But if it's, you're talking to an authority or some, like your teacher, you cannot say tu, you say vous. That's a polite way of saying you. You say vous. And then for prefixes, we have monsieur, which is mister, madame, which is madame, mademoiselle, which is miss. And in the school settings, I'm going to teach you little things that's around the school. So we have classroom, which is salle de classe. Classroom, salle de classe, or you can just say class. It doesn't matter. Cafeteria, it's also the same thing, but the pronunciation is different. In French, it's cafetaria, but it's spelled the same way. Cafeteria, it's cafetaria. Bathroom, it's les toilettes. Les toilettes. And then offices, bureau. And then the gym, it's just la salle de gym. La salle de gym. And then the field, it's terrain. So we have next, we have drinks and food. You have coffee, which is café. You have tea, which is le thé. You have soda. And in French, you can say soda or du coca. In French, we say coca for any non-alcoholic drink. You can say coca. And then we have juice, which is jus. And then for alcoholic drinks, you say les boissons alcooliques. Les boissons alcooliques. Those like beer, wine, or anything like that. And then we have hamburger, which in French is hamburger. It's spelled the same way but pronounced differently. Hamburger, hamburger. We have French fries, frites. And here we have steak or meat, which is viande. We have rice, which is le riz. Next, we're going to talk about colors. We have blue, which is bleu. Rouge, that's red. Jaune, that's yellow. Vert, that's green. Noir, that's black. Blanc, white. Beige, orange, rose, pink, violet, that's purple, marron, that's maroon, turquoise, that's turquoise, and then we have gris, which is gray. I also want to say something in French. As you're going to notice, we really roll our R. There's a strong emphasis on the R. You have to pronounce your R's. And then the S at the end of your words, you don't pronounce it. It's usually used for plural things. When you're writing something in plural, you have to add the S, but when you're saying it, you do not have to pronounce the S. So next, we're going to go on our dialogue. That's the last part of our lesson today. So it's between a student and like a teacher, but they are used. That student is kind of used with the teacher in a good way. So they're going to have some informal conversation and some formal conversation. So we start off that. But the teacher is not married. That's why he's going to say mademoiselle instead of madame. So we start. The student start. Bonjour, mademoiselle. Which means, good morning, miss. And then the teacher responded to the student, who was a male student. He said, bonjour, monsieur. Which is, good morning, sir or mister. Comment allez-vous? How are you? I am good. Je vais bien, merci. J'aime ton pull. I like your sweater. Merci. Merci. J'aime aussi ta chaînette. Thank you. I also like your scarf. I'm going to the cafeteria. Je vais à la cafeteria. Moi aussi. Me too. Je vais acheter l'hamburger et le coca. I'm going to buy a hamburger and a coke. And the teacher responded, I am taking only a juice. I've already eaten. Je prends juste du jus. Okay. Bonne journée. Have a good day. See you in class. On se voit à la salle de classe. Thank you very much for listening to me today. I hope that tiny bit of French helped you with your learning strategy. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and we'll be right back with our next language lesson.